And it's a short hop from the frog world to the fish world. And I have news this week of a group of colourful fish living in the Caribbean that have shed light on how species evolve in the oceans. Now, the seas are brimming with thousands of species, but just how they evolved remains something of a conundrum. Now, researchers from the University of East Anglia here in the UK and Simon Fraser University in Canada have uncovered evidence suggesting that fish can separate into new species without a geographical barrier. And that's something of a rarity in the fluid underwater world. With the help of hundreds of volunteer divers spotting fish in reef surveys, which are the Reef Environmental Education Foundation, the research team tracked the location of hamlet fish from the genus Hyplectrus that live all across the Caribbean.
OK, just so I've got an idea of what we're talking about here, what do hamlet fish actually look like?
They're very cute, let me assure you of that. They're little fish, about 15 centimetres or 6 inches long, and they come in a variety of different colours. They tend to sit around on reefs. Not very active, they're not very fast swimming fish. They sort of hang there in the water. You get yellow ones, blue ones, and black ones. One of my favourites is called the indigo hamlet. I totally fell in love with this fish the first time I dived in the Caribbean. It looks like it's been tie-dyed. It's a deep indigo colour with these white bands wrapped around it. It's a beautiful, beautiful little fish. But previously, it was thought that marine species might have evolved during times when the sea level was lower, which split populations into separate water bodies. And then these subdivided populations would then go on to give rise to new species. But this new study, published in the journal Global Ecology and Biogeography, revealed that these hamlet fish tend to live in a series of clusters or hotspots. Now, if the species evolved in isolation, we might expect to see several hotspots for different species. They're almost like the evolutionary cauldrons of the past, you might imagine. But instead, what they found was the species live in more than one hotspot, and that individual species have hotspots that tend to overlap. Now, that does suggest that hamlets didn't evolve separately, but in the same areas.
OK, so if it's not this sort of island effect where they're separated from one another, what do we think it is that's actually causing them to become separate species?
Well, that is the next big question that does need answering, and we can look towards factors like competition for food and habitat, which probably are more important at separating a population and then keeping it isolated so that there's no interbreeding and blurring of those species boundaries. And that's the sort of thing that researchers will now be looking at. But I think the really interesting thing about this study, partly is the really good scientific use of data collected by amateur scuba divers, and that the fact that their findings have provided at least part of the solution to that riddle of how some species evolved in the oceans and continue to do so today.
Well, thank you very much, Helen. It's nice to know that amateurs are providing excellent value for science as well.